Time now, 19 minutes to 7, and the chief executives of FTSE 100 firms were paid on average £2.69 million last year, according to new figures out this morning. A report by the think tank, the High Pay Centre, says that's almost 90 times the average annual income of full-time workers here in the UK. Well, Luke Hildyard is the centre's director and joins us now. Morning to you, Luke.
Good morning.
That figure is quite staggering, isn't it? 2.69 million. It's actually down on the year before, I believe.
Yeah, exactly, which shows you how the vast size that CEO pay packages have grown to over the past two or three decades. And I think it's worth emphasising that excessively high pay is something we should be concerned about. We don't want to live in a horribly unequal and divided society where people have from birth such vastly different living standards. It's also the case that within organisations and within the UK economy as a whole, wealth isn't finite. And if those at the top, wealth isn't infinite, sorry. And if those at the top are taking more, then that means that's going to affect what's less for those in the middle and at the bottom.
I was just going to say, who are the top earners this year?
The CEO of AstraZeneca, actually, a company that have been in the news a lot, was the highest paid CEO in the FTSE 100 with earning about £15.5 million. That's actually a lower amount than the top earners have got in previous years. I think it's the first year for a while that nobody's earned more than 20 million. As I say, most people tend to be around the sort of 2 or 3 million mark. I think, again, to give you and your listeners a bit of context, to be in the top 1% of earners in the UK, you need to be earning about £150,000 or above. So these people are earning roughly 18 times on average what even someone in the top 1% is getting. So it is a huge amount of money.
I suppose there might be an argument that this year Pascal Soriot of AstraZeneca has earned his paycheck. In general, though, are CEOs considered to be worth that amount of money?
Well, I think leadership matters and companies need good leaders, but there's a question of proportionality and what's necessary to attract and retain staff. Keep in mind, as I say, that 150,000 puts you in the top 1% of earners and 2.7 million is about 18 times that. So you're giving people vastly more than they need to have a good standard of living. And at the same time, top pay is quite a big element of companies' costs, and when they're spending that much money on the top earners, that's money that can't be spent elsewhere on the pay of low or middle income workers, on providing better customer service, on research and innovation and productivity, etc. So it is a very sort of controversial topic.
And, even if the average chief executive of FTSE is being paid around £3 million, are they getting bonuses and big pension deals and things like that on top of all of that money?
The 2.7 million is all elements of pay. So typically the salary, I think the average salary we found this year is around £800,000, and then the bonuses and incentive payments take that up to the 2.7 million. And again, what's interesting about that is that at a time of immense economic uncertainty, when they've been, many companies have been laying off workers or putting them on furlough with losing 20% of their pay, offering customers a much sort of more limited service, squeezing their suppliers hard. They've chosen to still pay these bonuses on top of an already extraordinarily high salary of around £800,000 on average.
Luke, thank you very much indeed for talking to us this morning. Luke Hildyard, the director of the High Pay Centre.